2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5 to 11. And I'll read it and just follow me with your eyes. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and had forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, ye shall never fall. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we praise you, Lord, for this time. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to study your word. I pray that may you help me to share your word with power and clarity, Lord, that it will be clear to everyone. Guide my lips. Give me, Lord, the right words to say. And I pray, Lord, that may you give understanding to everyone. May everything that I say and do will give glory to you. We commit this time to you. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So I guess today is the first Sunday of the year 2024. And looking back at the year 2023, in my life, I see a lot of challenges. We experience challenges and also a lot of blessings. It's a lot of ups and downs. Now, this year, one thing I would like to just remind and encourage everyone, about our spiritual life. Would like to focus about how our Christian life, how are we growing in our Christian life? And have you ever wondered or asked yourself, am I growing? Am I growing in my Christian life? You may be Christian now for 5, 10, or more than that, or 20 years. But have you thought of, how am I doing? So this year, we can focus on that, right? We can focus on that and to improve more on our serving to God and be more committed to God, be more faithful to God. So here on this passage, I would like to share to you here three signs of how Peter show us here how we are doing, how we are growing as a Christian. Now, as a way of introduction, I'll start here in verse 1. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, Christian life started by faith. Peter called it precious faith. It means you cannot compare anything to it. It is very precious. It's like a treasure. You cannot. It's beyond calculation. So that's how our Christian life begins. And with that faith, it comes everything that we need to live the Christian life. In verse 4, it said here, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. So with our precious faith, it comes those promises. What are those promises? It said here in verse 3, according as his divine power had given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Everything we need to live the Christian life, God has provided it already. God has given it already, and it started by faith. What are those things that we need? Here, it said here by Peter in verse 5 to verse 7, these are everything we need to live the Christian life. And these are what you call the divine natures, the characteristic of Jesus Christ. And this characteristic of Jesus Christ, after we got saved, God has given us all these characteristics. to live the Christian life. You know, when a baby was born, everything the baby needs, a boy or a girl, they have everything to live, to survive. They have lungs, they have mouth, they have hands, they have nose to breathe. Everything a baby needs, they have it already to survive. The same with us, Christian. Everything we need to live the Christian life and also to grow as a Christian, God has provided all of that. Now, here, Peter show us three evidence or three signs that we can see if we are growing as a Christian. Now, the first thing that we will see here in verse 8, it said here, "For if these things be in you and abound," talking about that divine characteristic in verse 5 to 7, if all these things abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. First evidence that we are growing as a Christian is we are fruitful. We are fruitful. If we are not fruitful, Peter said, we are barren or unfruitful. John chapter 15, verse 5, it said here, "I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye cannot do nothing." For us to grow spiritually, we need to be abiding in Christ. Abiding in Christ. One thing you'll notice for a growing Christian, they are fruitful. They are fruitful. So here, the things that they are fruitful because they cultivate all these divine natures in verse 5 to verse 7. And one thing about growing, you have to really focus on it. You have to cultivate it. You have to, like, take care of it. So I remember when we just got to, this last year, January, I planted a tomato in the front of our lawn. We have a small lot there, a lawn where I can plant, in the Philippines. And one thing about the Philippines, like, you have enough sunlight to grow everything, and tomatoes like sunlight. So, but when I planted that, you know, I have to take care of it. I have to trim the bottom to remove some leaves that you don't need. I have to put a stake for it to stand. For me to have good tomato fruits, I have to take care of it. The same with us. For us to grow in our spiritual life, you have to cultivate the divine natures that God has given us. You have to really work on it. Growing is you do something consistent and you do something on purpose. On purpose. So, these divine natures, I'll just go through it quick. Virtue. Virtue is like you're striving for excellence in the ministry. Everything you do for God, you strive for excellence. Knowledge, it's like discernment, knowing what is God's will and what is not God's will. Temperance, it is self-control. You're controlling your ego, your pride, or yourself, you know, Putin. He cannot control his ego. That's why there's war. But here, temperance. Patience, it is enduring hardness. It is not only like you are like waiting for something, but it is also you're steadfast, you're enduring the hardship in life, the challenges in life. That is also patience. Godliness, it means you worship well. You're worshiping God the best that you can be. And brotherly kindness, you know, this is the first proof that people can see if you're a Christian. Kindness. And last here, charity. This is what you call the sacrificial love or agape love. You know, there's a biblical agape love, and there's a, in my own perspective, there's what you call also the worldly agape love. Worldly agape love is like, you know, the story of Romeo and Juliet. It's not a true story. It's only a story. But all, you can say their love for each other is agape. You know, they kill themselves for each other. But one thing about that, it doesn't make an impact. Biblical, true agape love makes an impact. So here, this divine nature, Peter's telling us to cultivate it, take care of it, be on purpose on growing on our Christian life. So, the Bible said to be content. Yes, be content materially, but when it comes to spiritual things, we should not be content. We should not be content. We should always be aiming for a higher ground. We should always be consistently growing for God's glory. Colossians chapter 1, verse 10. That ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. A growing Christian, everything they do will be fruitful because it's all for God. And God will always bless what he wants to do. That's the first thing that we'll see here. Second thing that we'll see in verse 9, but he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and had forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Second evidence that we are growing spiritually is we increase our vision. Increasing our vision. Peter said here, he that lacketh these things, this divine nature, if we don't cultivate this, Peter said, they are blind. They cannot see afar. Or probably you can say someone that is squinting their eyes like that. In the Philippines, we have what you call brownout. It means there's no electricity. They call it brownout. I can call it blackout, but they call it brownout there. And, you know, it's hard to walk when it's dark. Now, have you tried walking when you're squinting your eyes or you're closing your eyes? Sooner or later, you will fall down. One evidence that a Christian is growing is their vision continue to increase. Increase. The nutritionist, dietitian will say, too much of anything is not good for your health. Too much sweets, too much carbs, too much spicy. Anything too much is not good for your health. Same with us, for Christians, too much sin is not good for us. As a Christian, we should be sin less and less. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3, it said there, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is in the image of God, should shine unto them. Too much sin, Satan will continue to blind us. So here, when God opened our eyes, when God saved us, our spiritual eyes started to see spiritual things. And when we started to see spiritual things, we need to continue to increase that. Proverbs 29, verse 18, it said, where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. One thing about the work of God, it always involves people and the law or the Bible. And one thing that everything that will last for all eternity are the people or the souls of men and the Word of God. And when you focus on those two things, you have something that you will have that will last for all eternity. John chapter 4, verse 35, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white or ready to harvest. We have to continue to increase our vision in the work of the Lord. this is also talking about God's will in our life. I believe all of us, young people, I believe all of us here, God has a specific will in our life. When God called me to preach, that's one thing I know. I'm not sure yet the specific thing that God wants me to do. So all I know, I need to go to the Bible college. So I went to the Bible college, and as you continue to walk with God, God continued to show you His will. Just for the sake of illustration, think that this Bible is God's perfect will in my life. And when God called me, at first, I'm still far from, I don't really know what God's will yet, but I continue to walk closer to God. I'm consistent walking with God. And the more I continue walking with God, the more God's will become clearer and clearer. And then you will really know God's will, specific will in your life as you continue to walk with God. You continue to increase your vision. It is also when your spiritual eyes, when you continue growing in Christ, like your spiritual eyes, you will see everyone. You will see that their need. You will see that they need Jesus. They need the gospel of Jesus Christ. Everywhere you go, your spiritual eyes will see everyone needs Jesus. So here, one of the proof, evidence that we are growing is we continue to increase our visions. Proverbs 11, verse 30, it said here, the fruit of the righteous is tree of life. He that winneth souls is wise. So brothers and sisters, this year would like to encourage you, continue to increase our vision. Continue to just be faithful to God. Do not be like a Christian that closed their eyes on the need of the world, the world's need, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Last thing here that we will see in verse 10, wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, ye shall never fall. Third thing here, evidence of a growing Christians, they are diligent. Diligent. It said here, wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence. To what? To make your calling and election sure. Now, I will not go to that debate, the free will and the election. But I think here, Peter is telling us, calling and election goes together. It's like a railroad. You cannot separate this. Meaning, calling is something that God wants you to do specifically. God called me to go to the Philippines. That's what God caused me to do, specific. Your pastor, God called him to pastor this church. That's what God wants him to do specifically. Now, I know, I believe, every one of us here, God has something for us to do. Now, what is that is calling. Now, what is election? Election, it means that, before you got saved, God already knows that you will get saved. So that's the simple explanation for that. But I will not go to that topic. And don't get me wrong, I am not a Calvinist. I am not an electionist. But calling an election, this goes together. Peter is just telling us here, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Meaning, give proof that you're a Christian. Give proof that you are a Christian. Everyone that God save, God calls to do something specific for Him. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. God has chosen you to salvation. And then verse 14. Whereunto called you by our gospel. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 11, the glorious gospel that saved us, committed to my trust. So, it goes together. And it said also in verse 5, giving all diligence, meaning make every effort, make the best that you can to give proof that we are Christians. So these are the evidence of a growing Christian. They are fruitful. They continue to increase their vision. And lastly here, they are hard worker. They are diligent. I will close here in verse 11. It said here, "For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." One thing about our life here, this world, it's not our permanent home. This world is only temporary. Like the song said, this world is not our home. We are just a passing through. And when we get to heaven, Peter said here that Jesus will minister to us, what? An abundant entrance. "For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you, unto abundantly." You know what's the meaning of that? It's like this. Our life here in this world is done, you enter the kingdom of God, heaven, and then Jesus will say, "Welcome, brother, sister," and then tens of thousands of angels or Christians, they will say, "Woo!" That's what you call abundant entrance. And Jesus Christ is the one that will minister that for us. That's my desire when I enter the heaven, that I will make God proud. And I hope that's your desire also. Now, what if you're a Christian that is, you know, you're just content of just being not growing, not faithful. And then when you enter heaven's glory, I don't think it's right that Jesus will say, "Welcome," and everyone say, "Ooh!" I don't think that's right. It might be everything's quiet when you enter. Yeah, you made it to heaven. But yeah, that's it. I hope and pray that your desire is to please God. Your desire is to make God proud. My desire is when I enter the kingdom of God, Jesus will tell me, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." So here, growing Christians, they are fruitful, they increase their vision, and they are diligent. And this year, we'd like to encourage you, continue to grow. Continue to be more faithful, to be more committed to serve God through this church. And I know, you know, we will, only eternity can tell the impact that you will do on your faithfulness to God, on your commitment to God. Let me share to you one of the testimony of my father. My father, he got saved in the 1960s. But the one that led him to the Lord, he's a missionary, Russell Ebersol from Pennsylvania. And there, my dad was, teenager back then. He met my dad, shared the gospel to him, and my dad got saved. And also my uncles, there's three of them, so all four of them, they all got saved. After several years, God called them all to be pastors. They all become pastors. And my dad went to Manila, started a church. My three uncles went to different countries of the Philippines, and they started a church. And the one that led me to the Lord is my dad. My brother also, he became a pastor. My youngest brother also. There's five of us. I have two other brothers. They all become pastors. I have some cousins that are pastors. I'm just saying that, you know, the impact of what a missionary did in the Philippines. Russell Ebersole. You know, only eternity can tell how much of an impact he did there. And it's not done yet. It continues. Everything that I'll do for God there, you know, it's because of his faithfulness. It continues. It continues the fruit of what he started. And, you know, growing Christian, that's the first thing. They will be fruitful. So I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to everyone. I'll close in prayer. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for your message, for your word. I pray that may you continue to use this church as a beacon of light to reach more souls for you. And I pray, Lord, that every one of us, help us, Lord, that we continue to grow this year, Lord. Help us, Lord, to strive to be a better Christian, to be a better servant for you. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that each and every one of us, help us, Lord, to know specifically what you would want us to do. Lord, thank you so much that you already equip us. You already give us everything that we need to grow, to abound, to be victorious, living here in this world and as a Christian. Lord, we give to you all the glory and honor for everything that's been said and done. I pray that may you continue to bless this morning and continue to commit this morning for you. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.